Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
It's always fun game.
They are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Warriors. They continue to roll. They beat the Knicks Saturday, and now, they're playing Denver tonight, Milwaukee tomorrow. And as well as they've been playing, teams around them, Goo, keep winning. And you also have a theory you want to bring up. I'm excited to hear.
Okay.
Because you were keeping it from me. But what's going on, man?
Nothing.
How you doing?
Good to see you, baby. Great week last week. And the Warriors just go out and continue winning ball games, Donnie. And that was old school. That felt like the Van Gundy, Pat Riley, Miami Heat era, 97-94. I loved it all. I'll say this. Thank God Brunson didn't play, right? I mean, they didn't have him. The game waits for no one. But what's happening with Moses Moody, Stoney, right before our eyes? You just think of that, what was it, 3-year, $39 million extension. I mean, I'm not saying he's outplaying that, but he's been a godsend. And he came up big, making what I believe was not the Draymond bucket, but what, about 2:20 left. Shot clock going down. The Knicks had just tied it, and he finished. And I'm just loving everything that the others are doing along with the OGs, because I'm kind of just taking that for granted. But, I mean, Stoney, They won a hard-fought game, and they got one tonight with Denver. It'll be a big game in regard to the standings if that floats your boat, and it should.
Yeah, we'll see who plays for Denver tonight.
Oh, God.
I already saw your typical pregame injury report. Jokic questionable. Who else? Gordon questionable.
Not six, not seven.
Murray questionable.
Dude, stop it.
We'll see.
And they just lost to the Wizards at home. Denver, that is. I know we'll be joined by Scott Hastings here shortly, Stoney. So, to me, Stoney, if this was the old NBA, I'll call it that, not new media, you would not want to sit, because they should have lost to the Lakers on Friday night and they got lucky and won that game. So, I get it if you're hurt or banged up, whatever, but man, what about, I mean, you want to send a message to the Warriors if I'm Denver?
Why do you continually think that all other 14 Western Conference teams can't get the Warriors out of their minds?
Well, no, this is the new Warriors with Jimmy Butler. You kind of want to, you know, would you rather it lose to two bottom feeders or lose to the Lakers without Luka and LeBron? And that's kind of explainable. Yeah, we didn't get up in Washington, but handle business against the new Warriors and what they got going. Because right now, they're hot as fish grease. The Warriors are, Stoney.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Scott Hastings, Denver Nuggets color man, is going to join us. Longtime color guy.
He's
a pretty funny guy, no doubt about it, but also very knowledgeable. The Warriors win a game that didn't look like the other games they've won.
Yeah.
97-94. And it was low scoring, hard fought, not a lot of up and down, some physical play, but the Warriors get by. And I think the best part of it is now they showed you that they won a game defensively.
Yeah.
And I get Brunson was not there. And obviously they're a better team with Brunson, but you can only beat the teams you play. And I thought the Warriors
played hard enough to deserve to win that game. They didn't play great,
yeah,
but they played hard enough to deserve to win that game.
Yeah, Snotty, help me out, man, because we're talking about a team that we've covered here in the Bay that has four titles, and I'm going DNA here. I'm looking at the size of the Knicks, Mitchell Robinson and Cat. You know, we don't exactly have a lot of that, but yet, you know, I was concerned about size, but the Warriors can switch 1 through 5. And I know they had Bogut in years past and JaVale McGee's and the Zaza Stani. But, you know, I look at the Knicks and I'm like, man, I wish we had some of that. But they're winning and they're doing it against teams that have what I would like a little more of. So, you know, what am I tripping on if at the end of the day the Warriors can hold New York under 100 points? And win it in a different style, which was grimy. That was grimy. And the Warriors got it done with defense at the end.
Yeah, they did. Mitchell Robinson's out of shape.
Oh, boy.
He led the league, or he led Saturday night in bending over, holding his shorts.
Stoddy, he was gassed. He was tired, boy.
But, you know, the other thing is, once again, the Warriors, I mean, if you look at this box score to me is one that it doesn't look good, but that's what makes it
impressive,
even better. I mean, they really only had two guys that played well offensively. That was Moody and Curry. And, you know, Butler 3 for 11. Kuminga was 3 for 8. Buddy Hield didn't make any shots. Draymond was 3 for 9. And yet they still win the game. And the thing that I'm looking at right here is turnovers.
And there you go.
9 turnovers for the Warriors. So anytime you play a good defensive team and only turn it over 9 times, you got a shot to win, and that's what they did. And defensively, they look better. And Kuminga now's got 2 games under his belt. He was great. He was very good on Saturday, and he was very good on Thursday. Yeah. And then I thought on Saturday he was pretty good too. Didn't try to do too much. That's one of the aspects of the Warriors that I think, you know, you can feel pretty good about is Kuminga's game coming back.
Yeah, no doubt. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, Donnie, and the 8 field goal attempts. So, you know, the makes will come. And like you said, the game before, you know, he shot it better. But Stoney, I'm loving the fact that GP2 has a running mate in regard to being scrappy and quick as a cat, on the defensive end. And again, the game came down to Bridges trying to switch on Steph, and there's GP2, Moody and Dre in the passing lanes, and you talk about the turnovers. The Warriors are getting theirs at the most at the best time of the game, Stoney, and we can't ignore it. So I don't know if Moody, I keep talking about Moody, Stoney, GP2 keep coming up with these steals, but more often than not, I heard Kerr in the post-game presser talk about most often, you know, here in the last, 20 to 25 games, Moody's guarding the best player or the point guard of the other team. And I don't think we're taking him for granted any longer, Stoney, because he's playing just like along with his teammates, but he's playing his ass off and had 18 points on offensive end.
Yeah, Moody's playing well. I wonder how long they can keep him defending the right big guy. Let's see who he defends tonight. Will it be Jamal Murray? I think that's asking a lot, but we'll see. The Warriors right now got it going. That's obvious. And, you know, another game for Jimmy Butler where he just doesn't.
It's just interesting.
Doesn't take bad shots.
Right.
He doesn't shoot if he's not open. He doesn't feel any need to score unless he has to. And it's so funny because to me, Wiggins was a player that we were always asking to be more aggressive. And the reality is that Butler's not that aggressive when he starts games. But he certainly doesn't float. And I think that's the one thing about Butler to me that's been fascinating is he hasn't come in here and taken the bull by the horns, but he's impacted kind of every aspect of the game. And then when you need him to score, if you do, he'll score. But if you don't need him to score, he could kind of care less.
Yeah,
I mean, he really just does not stats don't matter to him.
Hey, I love that. And we can't sit here, 16 games since he's been here and ignore the rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control early, Steiny, as he's a jack of all trades. And I love it. It's just not the box score. And you talk about it, just 11 shots. And I think I got it down here. Steiny, these are his shots the last three games. 10, 5, and Saturday, 11. And yet they're winning. But he said something after that. I'm going to tell you on the other side. I'm not concerned, but I got a theory. And I want you to, get your parking attendant on and tell me if it's validated. It's concern in theory, and you tell me what you think on the other side.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, what did you think of that game Saturday night? It was a little different than they've been looking with Jimmy Butler, but it was gritty. They played defense. They made the shots when they need them. They got the holds when they need them, when they needed them, and they beat the Knicks 97-94.
Yeah,
I got good news and bad news. The good news is the Warriors keep winning. The bad news is they can't seem to get anywhere.
That's all over Twitter, Saudi. People are like, you're right. You got to keep doing this.
The Minnesota Timberwolves, they've won 8 in a row.
They're howling.
The Warriors have won 7 in a row. Clippers have now won 3 in a row. They're still just a game and a half behind the Warriors. I guess the good news is some teams have fallen back a little toward Golden State. The Lakers now in 5th. And look at the Rockets. They've climbed all the way up to a tie for 2nd. And they're still 3.5 up on the Golden State Warriors.
Which could be a good thing if you kind of envision Houston, for whatever reason, Steiny, them possibly being a first-round matchup.
I mean, they're 2 right now. If the Warriors stay at 6 and they fall to 3, then the Warriors get Houston. When we were looking at the brackets and thinking about what the chances are or were that the Warriors would play Houston, nobody thought that Houston was going to be the team that actually climbed up to 2 or 3. So maybe they are back in play.
Yeah.
Everybody's got about 15 or so games left. We'll see how it shakes out. But I don't think there's any doubt that this thing's going to come down the stretch, and the Warriors could finish anywhere from,
wow, Steiny,
dare I say, 2 to 8?
Yeah.
I mean, 3.5 is still a lot of games to make up in 14 or 15, yeah. But if you keep winning like the Golden State Warriors are winning, then
you'll
be able to move up. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors beat the Knicks on Saturday. It was a different kind of game. Anything stick out to you? And then we got Scott Hastings. He is the play-by-play color man for the Denver Nuggets. He's going to join us at 10:30. And by the way, this is day one. We're broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studio right here in downtown San Francisco. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Tune in for Warriors Live, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house. With Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Don't interrupt me.
I'm not in this one.
Now back to Steiny and Julia. Take it away, Steiny.
All right, Scott Hastings coming up in 10 minutes.
Scotty.
He's the Denver Nuggets TV analyst, former NBA player. And the Nuggets are stubbing their toe a little bit right now. They're in a 3-way tie for 2nd place. But the Warriors, man, I guess they can feel like Denver's gettable. Denver 43-25, Warriors 40-29. You win tonight, and all of a sudden it's 2.5. Who knows? Who knows? But the Warriors have not been able to climb very much in this 7-game winning streak, mostly because Minnesota's won 8, and the Clippers have played pretty well. Yeah. They're still hanging in there a game and a half behind, Goo.
Yeah, and, you talk about the Lakers. They kind of got their act together yesterday. They were playing nobody, but they are playing nobody but the lowly Suns. But, yeah, Steiny, it's going to be we're in the home stretch, buddy.
Let's go to Miguel in Hayward. Hey, Miguel, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, good morning, Steiny and Guru. Hey, I got a couple of questions. I know we beat the New York Knicks, and, at the same time, they had their big guy. And, you know, we ain't never going to win all the games by 30 points. But I know this game tonight against the Denver Nuggets, man, we got to be physical when the tip-off just starts. Because if we lose this game, you're going to have first take, undisputed. Even the Rose, even you guys talking about, man, you know, we just couldn't beat the good team. So today, you know, we got to come with our A game and just finish the game. You know, it's going to be a close game, but we just got to get this W against the Denver Nuggets. And the one team that we really got to beat, but, you know, we probably won't face them until the playoffs, is the Clippers. Now that they got Kawhi, I'm sorry, you know, like the claw guy, Leonard, you know, it's going to be a good matchup. But that's my whole topic for today, you guys.
Appreciate it. Yes. Yeah, the Warriors, you know, they haven't played Denver with Butler. They haven't played the Lakers with Butler? No, they haven't played the Lakers with Butler. I don't think they played OKC with Butler. Who else is up there? Denver, this will be their first game against Denver with Butler. They haven't played the Clippers since. So, yeah, I mean, this is a new-look Warrior team, and I'm just looking at the injury report right now.
Give it to
us. Christian Brown is probable.
All right.
Aaron Gordon is questionable. Nikola Jokic is questionable. Jamal Murray is questionable. So we'll see what kind of team we have. But then again, Steph Curry's questionable tonight.
You just stole the words out of my mouth. But, Stoney, do you think when he mentioned all the national platforms, because the Warriors have won 7 in a row, Stoney, they're hot. Again, it's fish grease. So it's just how much do you believe what you're watching in regard to, I talk about sometimes the Warriors are their own opponent. I get what he's saying, but the Warriors are getting so much love that they've earned. I don't think they need Denver to solidify what you've been watching. And we just watched Denver, you know, go 15 rounds with a Laker team without their two best players and lose to the lowly Wizards at home. So, again, I'm not going to overreact. Hell yeah, you want this win, but I think what we're watching is bigger than just any opponent that they're going to play here shortly. But I told you and Evan this to start the show in the green room. Stoney, I can't ignore that the Warriors will be getting some breaks on who they're playing and maybe who's not available. And that happened Saturday, but they still went and handled business. But you can't apologize.
I think the most important thing for the Warriors right now is just that they're winning. You know, the schedule isn't brutal on the way in right now. They're playing Denver tonight. They play the Lakers another time. But the reality is we're not going to find out what's real and what's not, I don't think, until the playoffs. So win as many games as you can. You know, if you get Denver in here tonight and Denver doesn't have Jokic and Murray and you beat them, sure, people are going to say, well, that's not the real Denver team.
They're coming back soon, Stoney, opening day.
But the reality is that if you beat Denver tonight, you're a game closer to them, which means you're a game closer to moving up the standings and having a better first-round matchup. I mean, the bottom line is if they could somehow get to 4, and I know that's a long shot as far as I'm concerned, but you get to 4, then all of a sudden you have home court in the first round, and who would have thought that a month or so ago?
They're 3.5. You're right, Stoney. But not that it can't happen, but 3.5 behind Memphis right now.
Let's go to Coach Duran in Union City. What's up, Coach? How you doing?
Stoney and Goo, mi compadre. ¿Cómo estás, señor?
Hey, bueno. ¿Cómo nosotros?
Hey, man, this is going to be a spectacular, exuberant, and tremendous matchup tonight. It's a battle. Dubs, Nuggets, it's going down. My prediction right now, I think it's going to be a close one. No blowouts. So I'll go randomly, 102-96. I think Dubs prevail. Hopefully Denver is healthy with all their players because, yeah, without Jokic, Murray, Brown, etc., it's going to be different. But I think Dubs get the win today. It's going to be an exciting time. Let's go, Dubs. Here we come.
There
it is.
Coach Duran.
Yeah. Game of predictions, Stoney.
I mean, I don't think there's any doubt. You know, I want these Nuggets players to play. I want to see the Warriors get the Nuggets at full strength.
Me too.
Pajemski's not going to play tonight, but the hope is that he'll be back tomorrow
Okay.
against the Milwaukee Bucks. And Jonathan Kuminga has played two games since returning. And the one thing I'll say about Kuminga, and to me it's been obvious, and yeah. I wouldn't mind Warrior fans jumping in here as it relates to Kuminga, but I think it's obvious that he's trying to fit in. He's trying to play the right way. I got to give him a lot of credit. Every interview he's done, he's talked about fitting in. Every interview he's done, he's talked about how the team has been winning without him, and so he's just looking to add a little something here. And I just like that approach because there's going to be a time when they need him more than they need him now. But if he's slowly and surely kind of climbing the rotational pecking order, I like the way he's doing it. I really do.
And the game's natural, right? They don't drop. They don't tell you when to shoot the ball. And Stoney, just seeing him out there, seeing him healthy, and I believe physically, like this is kind of his second preseason per se, but he's working himself back into shape, and I like what I see thus far. And you're right. I don't know if he's doing or playing the game or approaching it any different, but it looks natural. And like I said, I feel like they're complete. And you mentioned pods. Once he comes back, they'll be ready and they'll be whole.
Also, Steve Kerr became the all-time winningest Golden State Warriors coach.
Man, congrats.
He surpassed Alvin Adams, I'm sorry, over the weekend. And, I mean, his place in Golden State Warriors coaching history is secure. I mean, yeah. There's no doubt about it. He's won four titles. And I wouldn't mind talking about him a little bit today because what's happened with Jimmy Butler and how he's integrated him, and they're 14-1 when Butler starts. I mean, when does Steve Kerr start getting credit for what this team's done? Because if you're critical of him when they were 500 or so, you got to admire what he's done right now with Jimmy Butler, if for no other reason than nobody thought the Warriors were going to play this well under Jimmy Butler, and somebody's got to get credit, so Steve Kerr's the one who deserves it.
Yeah, and I'm hearing you, partner. Kind of, you just stuck me, too, with it, because I'm like, man, the guy had four rings before this season, the ball even tipped off, so what was that even about? A guy that's got it done four times, couple different iterations of the team, with Durant, without Durant, twice, and it's like, Steiny, what does he have to prove? But you're right, that was out there, and a lot of Warrior fans, I'll call them new Warrior fans, didn't like the way Kuminga and Moody had been handled, but don't let that supersede what the guy's done. And he's won a title in his first year, 2014-15. He took over for Mark Jackson. I don't got to tell you, we were right here. But Steiny, he gets it done right there, implements the motion offense, and the rest is history.
Let's go to Big Smooth. What's up, Big Smooth? How you doing, man? What do you got?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
So just my thoughts. First of all, let me tip my cap to Cat. Cat played a phenomenal game. He just has an issue with fouling some of the weirdest times. But Cat was drilling, man. Cat was playing. So, but listen. And then also, let me say this. I'll give Steve Kerr credit for this. He could have just been stubborn on the Moody thing because we all knew Moody needed more time. I was even saying trade him. Let the young fella have a good career. So it was good to see that he did not. He didn't remain stubborn. He played him. And as we all, I think everybody, no surprise that Moody getting more time is resulting. That's the result of what we're seeing now. But here's the thing. I think the Warriors have a good shot at sustaining this 4-6 because, number one, Houston has they got a couple tough games this week. Phoenix Suns are doing us no favors. Thank you, Phoenix, for sucking. But, think about it. We have that strong a team that we had before DeAndre, before Melton went down. We could still run waves of people like that just to stack these wins. And then it's going to tighten up during the playoffs. But this is our advantage. We can run waves still. We started running waves of players. We can still do it now. And everybody looks like they're playing better. So now when we're running these waves, we've got a stronger team. And I think this will help us get to the finish line. The Lakers.
All right. All right, Big Smooth, I hear you.
Yeah.
We got to go out and talk to our main man, Scott, Hastings. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Scott Hastings, Denver Nuggets television analyst. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how are you? Let me change there. How's this? Just a little better?
Yeah, it's much better. Thank you. What's going on with the Nuggets? Everybody thinks they're struggling right now. Is that what's going on, or is it just kind of a normal late-season malaise?
I think they have a malaise. Listen, Aaron Gordon is a big part of this team. I think he's already missed 29 games, something like that. And they've not gotten into a strong rhythm. I think the starting unit they came out of training camp has played 18 games or 19 games together, something like that. So I think there is a malaise. I think it's strong. Last week was a tough week. Very emotional game and win in Oklahoma City. And then the three games at home, just well, for lack of a better word, a really short attention span, attention to detail kind of games. They end up playing five games in 7 days that week. And I just think, to be honest with you, when you're talking, you know, games 65 through whatever, they're 68 or whatever it was, I think it just wore them out. I honestly think they just wore out and struggled a little bit. I mean, lost, you know, Minnesota game, you figured they'd be up for that game. But that was, a day after or 2 days after just, you know, having a big emotional win in Oklahoma City. Weren't ready for that one. Lakers don't play anybody, so as teams will do, let's just play as hard as we need. They got lucky right. And won that game. And then Washington stinks. And so they did the same thing in that Washington game. Just kind of, let's do that. And then all of a sudden, you know, Poole hits a 40-footer and you end up losing the game. So, yeah, you know, listen. They are what they are. When they're healthy, when Gordon's back, when they're playing well, I mean, just like I said, go back and look at the Oklahoma City game, and that's probably their ceiling. And then you look at the Washington game the other night, and that's probably their floor.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting, Scotty. I couldn't wait to have you on because I got to be honest. You know, Warrior fans would trade places with you guys in the standings right now, you know, and I've been telling my partner every other night for about the past month, you know, it's just something about Denver. I can't put my finger on it. But let me ask you this, Scotty, what about the bench? How has the bench been playing this year for Denver?
Well, if you're going to spell Denver's bench out, you probably leave off the CH and it's just Ben.
Wow.
It's been a struggle all year. Excuse me. And now you lose your really one guy that you would bring off the bench that could, you know, stretch the floor and be a threat to shoot threes is Julian Strother. And now he's going to miss a month. And I think that just puts him in a hole. They've kind of gone back from, you know, DeAndre Jordan playing the five. And actually playing pretty good there. You slide Zeke Nagy to four, where I think he's better suited, to also they play small ball lately, you know, in the last five games. And let's be honest, not the only reason, but they've lost three of those five. So, yeah, I think they're, you know, trying to figure out what to do. The bench is they're in trouble there. They got too many bodies. You know, and you guys know this. Once you get to the playoffs, you're playing eight guys anyway. You got a day in between every game, but can you get Gordon back? That's a big get. So then now your starting five is fine. Well, listen, when their starting five is attacking playing, they can play. You got a chance in every game because Nikola Jokic, right?
Yep.
And now if Murray comes along and he's having a good game, you can beat anybody. And now you throw in if Porter or Gordon, one of those two, can you know, have a better than average game, then you can win, you know, seven game series against anybody. So, but they haven't had that, and so now you're relying on other people. You got Russ in here as an energy guy, but you want him off the bench, and he's had to start probably way more games and played way more minutes than you want him to, and he's been fabulous, but you know he's not a threat from outside. He's a downhill player. And that would help the bench because, you know, other than Strother, you really don't have guys that are consistent, you know, knockdown shooters. So Man, it's been a funk year. Because if you don't watch, I mean, you just watch standings, you go, oh, you know, what's going on?
Right.
How you lose to Washington, and da, da, da. But, you know, listen, you know, SGA is going to win the MVP. That's just what it is. I love what Shannon Sharp said the other day on Club Shay Shay, that SGA, and he deserves a great player, have a great year. I will say this, when he's off the floor, you know, they're still a top 10 offensive team. When Nikola Jokic is off the floor for Denver, they're the only team worse than them offensively efficiency wise is Washington. So you go from a top four or five deep, you know, offense to, you know, 29. So he's phenomenal. He's you know, he just got a chance every game because of this cat. I mean, he's stupid good, man. He really is.
Scott Hastings joining us on 95.7 The Game, Denver Nuggets TV analyst. I'm looking at Jamal Murray's numbers, and they look like they are back to where they've always been. Of course, he was injured in 2021-2022. Is he the player he was right now, or does he still have a little further to go, do you think? What's the eye test tell you?
Well, when he's on, he's on. And when he is engaged, playing downhill, I think the key for him is downhill. And when he's going downhill, you know, now he's mixing a handful of layers. I mean, look at Steph Curry. Steph just hit 4,000 threes. I mean, once again, if you don't watch the game, you go, well, all Steph does is sit out there and shoot threes. He shot 9,000 of them, right? That's all he does. But if you watch Steph Curry play, think of the layups, think of the points in the paint, think how deep he gets and plays below the free throw line. Even while making all those threes, I think that's Jamal's key too. When he's playing below the free throw line, now all of a sudden everybody's worried about that, and all of a sudden, and just rightfully so with Steph. And then all of a sudden, boom! Here's the three opens up a little bit. So the key for him is playing downhill, in my opinion, getting to the rim. In his great games, he does that more often. In games he struggled, he kind of just floats. But you know that knee, his ACL knee, has bothered him off and on. They've had to watch that. He's missed 13 or 14 games, I think, also. And I'm sure they'll have to keep an eye on that down the stretch the last 15 games or so also, because when he's right, he's good. Like I said, when he and Nikola are both right, they're going to be competitive with everybody or whoever's put in front of them, whether it's Oklahoma City or whether it's Boston or whether it's Golden State, whether it's LA. They're in the match. They got a legit chance to win that thing, so. His health is key, and that knee has bothered him off and on throughout the year.
Hey, Scotty, I'm hearing you and Stani go back and forth, and you're right. It starts and ends, you know, with Jokic and Murray and Gordon, for that matter. But to me, the wild card is Michael Porter Jr. I'm looking at his numbers, and they look like his numbers. What have you made of him this season? And if, you know, you got maybe Murray not 100%, how confident are you that he can pick up the slack?
Well, that's a loaded question. Hope no one listens.
Wow.
I'll just say this, and I mean this sincerely, and I've said this for the last 3 or 4 years. If you put him in a gym, just had a shooting contest, I mean, it's stupid, the NBA. And again, you know, people in the league office, I'm not sure they ever really watch games. I think they just follow numbers in their stat tracks and all that stuff. As far as a pure shooting, he's probably in a top 3 to 5 pure shooters in the league. He has got that kind of a stroke. He's like a 6'11 Klay Thompson. Really good. But he also doesn't have great lateral movement or great first step ability, you know, because of the injuries he's had. He's had, you know, 3 back surgeries right in his career. And that, I think, has hurt him. I talked to a guy the other day. In fact, I talked to him, it was Christian Brown's dad, who knew Michael all the way back to his AAU time. He said, man, you should have seen him before he got hurt. He said, you had that same great shot, but he was, you know, in a 30-plus, you know, inch vertical, and he was jumping over people also. And so that back has slowed him down a little bit as far as lateral and maybe, you know, quickness to the rim and so on and so forth. But pure shooting-wise, and teams know that. You guys know this is league. We can say whatever you want to say about the league, but the league ain't full of dummies, you know. You don't got a lot of meatheads, you know, coaching and playing this game anymore. and they understand you can't give him space. And so teams, I've really noticed, you know, they'll forget everybody else. You know, we'll give help on this guy, we'll give help on this guy, but they aren't leaving Michael because he's that dangerous of a shooter. And when teams do, and when he can find space, and the same thing for him, let's say about Murray, when he's playing downhill, he's more effective in danger also. Because all you got to do, listen, you got one of the best passing players in the league. You know, forget about passing bigs, passing players in the league. You know, you get a couple back cuts, you guys know this. You get back cut one or two times, you know, head fake, you drive the basket one or two times. Now all of a sudden, that closeout's a little slower. That up in the chest, you know, before I got back cut, you know, is a little softer. And so, you know, really the key for him, probably the key for Jamal Murray, is can you play downhill early in the game? Can you get the pressure off of you? And then they're fine.
Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate
as always,
it.
Should be a fun game tonight at Chase. And look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yeah, anytime. We may see you in late April.
Maybe,
yes,
maybe.
Sir.
They're poised to maybe play each other. A lot us to shake out. Scott Hastings.
Yep.
On 95.7 The Game. All guests appear on the River Islands guest line. That's Scott Hastings. And you can hear him on all the Denver Nuggets broadcasts. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
A little frog in his throat.
Yeah,
early.
I got you.
A frog in his throat, but...
Hello, Dave Fleming.
He did fine.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I was getting ready to kind of get under the desk, Donnie, about, oh, boy, he's about to blow Porter away. But he didn't go that bad on him. He just talked about, you know, the history of, you know, the three back surgeries.
Yeah, I mean, he's like he's averaging a career high. Well, no, he's not quite, actually. But
18,
he's averaging
right?
18, which is more than he's averaged in the last 3 or 4 years. And obviously, though, of Jokic, you would figure, unless for some reason Jokic and Murray don't play tonight.
But, I hope they
we'll,
do.
We'll find out what happens. The Warriors are going to be at full strength, but for one player, and that's Brandon Pajemski. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors, they've won 7 in a row. They beat the Knicks on Saturday, and now comes a test. 1-2 punch against Denver and the Milwaukee Bucks. But what did you see on Saturday's game? It wasn't your typical win with Jimmy Butler. It was a defensive grind. I look at a game like that and say, well, they showed how they can win a game that they haven't been playing much of, and that was a grit and grind game. 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types are welcome.